Zog de Gemara daf nun ches omer aleph, 5 lines from the bottom, by the 2 dots. Omer mar, loy teitze behema, loy b'choysim shebetzavora, loy b'choysim shebeksusa. The Braise said that a behema is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a choysim with an emblem around its neck, or a choysim shebeksusa. Veloy bezug shebetzavora, neither with a bell around its neck, veloy bezug shebeksusa, or a zug or a bell around its, that's attached to its ksus. Vezeh vezeh ein mekablin tuma. And by a behema, it's never mekabel tuma, like Rashi said, ain't takshit the behema. The behema is no such thing as a takshit. So it's always considered a masui. Zog de Gemara, frek de Gemara, vizug de behema ain't mekabel tuma. A bell of a behema is not mekabel tuma. Why are you telling me it's not mekabel tuma? Ureminu, I'll ask you a kasha, zug shall behema tmeya. If you have a zug of a behema, it's tomei. It's mekabel tuma. However, of a delis it's tahor. The reason why a zug, a bell of a door is tahor, because a door is mechubah l'karka. So a delis of a door is considered mechubah to the bayis, which is mechubah to the karka. Anything to mechubah l'karka is not mekabel tuma. So the zug is bottled to the door, which is bottled to the house, which is mechubah l'karka. However, zug shel behemah state in the braisa, it's tmeya, it is mekabel tuma. A door is not. So that's the kasha. We see clearly a zug shel behemah is mekabel tuma. Yes, a door is not mekabel tuma because that's mechubah l'karka. But a behemah is mekabel tuma. And we said in the braisa, vezeh vezeh, all types of zugim in a behemah are not mekabel tuma, not beksusa and not betzavora. But the braisa continues and says, shel delas v'osel behemah. Let's say it was originally a zug, a bell of a delas, of a door, which is not mekabel tuma, and then osel behemah. And then you decided b'machshava to make it. I'm starting to use it for a behema. So, even though you didn't do a mice in the bell itself, more than a machshava, you actually put it on the behema. But you didn't do a mice in the bell. You didn't take the bell and hammer it out and change something to it that now became an animal's bell. No, it's the mere fact that you merely placed it on the animal. You didn't do a mice in the gufa bell in the zug itself. Still, already it's yogad l'day tuma and it's mekabel tuma. Shall delas v'osel behema tmeya. However, the opposite shall behema v'osel delas. If it was originally an animal's bell, which is mekabel tuma, and then you decided to make it for a delas, even if you actually placed it on the door, af b'shachibul delas v'kovev b'masmegim, and you knocked it into the door, and now it's part of the door, tome, it remains and retains its original status of tuma. What's the reason? Shekol hakelim yodim dey tumosim b'machshava. A keli becomes tome with machshava alone. Meaning, I want to use it for a behema, so then it's yoyle de tumosoi. It already has a status that's mekabel tuma. It's a machlokes in the mefarshim. Does it mean machshava literally, or does it mean dibur? Tais Yontif and Kalim says that you need al kaparim a dibur. You have to say that you want to do it. Or it means literally machshava. But the point is, you don't need to do a maise in the zug itself, in the utensil itself. It's yoyle de tumosoi be machshava. You want to utilize it for a behema. And once it's yardly day tumason, once it became tome because it's used for an animal, it doesn't leave the status of a bell of an animal. Even if you're gonna suddenly put it on the door and you nail it into the door, unless you do a shinu maisa in the bell itself, unless you bang it out and you change it, but it still retains the status of tuma. Only b'shinu maisa it becomes that it's not anymore a zug of a behema. So I'll come on in, but back to the kasha. The kasha is, we said an omer aleph in the braisa, that a zug of a behemah is not mekabel tuma, loy b'ksusa v'loy b'tzavorei, because ain't takshe l'behemah. And here it says clearly, a zug of a behemah is mekabel tuma. So much so, the braisa says, once it was mekabel tuma, it retains, and different than a zug of a delas. And merely if it was a zug of a delas and you want to make it a zug of a behemah, it's also mekabel tuma. We see the how far it goes, that a zug of a behemah is mekabel tuma. Enter the Gemara, loy kasha. Hode is le inbil, hode less le inbil. It depends if it has a clapper or not. Every bell, there's the round part of the bell, the hollow part, and there's a clapper inside that makes the noise, that rings. So if it has a clapper, if it has an inbil, so then it's a kfatika kli, it's mekabel tuma. And that's taka, what we're saying over here by behema. Mashenka hode less le inbil, mashenka in the braisa that says that it's not mekabel tuma. Loi b'ksusav, loi b'tzavoroi, it's talking about it doesn't have the imbul. What is it dependent on the imbul? Imonahu, if it's be'etzim, a utensil, if it's a tachshit, if it's an adornment, if it's jewelry, if it's something to make the animal look nicer,
So then it's a mana. So half be the less nimble. It should be a mekabel tumah. It's a kli, even if it doesn't have the clapper. Ilav manu. If it's not a mana, so then inbel masu mashvile mana. Suddenly the clapper is going to make it into a mana. If it's not a utensil, so how does this thing that you attach in the inside called the clapper suddenly make it into a mana? Zogdemol, yes, absolutely. That makes it into a mana. In Kidreb Shmuel Banachmeini, Om Rab Yenison. Dom Rab Shmuel Banachmeini, Om Rab Yenison. Minayin lemashmi akoil bekli matches. Shu Tomei, Tomei, how do we know that a kli matches, a metal utensil, that is mashmi akoil, that it emanates a sound, that it's mekabel tumah, that's considered kli midyan, that's mekabel tumah. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk in kli midyan, kol dovar asher yovei be'esh, anything that comes into fire, any metal that goes into fire, taviru be'esh. Now, why does it say the word kol dover? It should have said kol ashi yove be'esh. What's kol dover? It's an extra word. So the Gemara dashens kol dover ashi yove be'esh. Afilu dibur yove be'esh. Even a dibur. Dibur means something that emanates sound, which is a clapper and a bell. That's what creates the sound, is yove be'esh. So we see over here that enechanami, what makes it into a kli, is not just the shem mona. It's the ishtamshas, the fact that it's, that's what Reb Chaim explains, Reb Chaim in Sefer, in Hilchos Kelim, in the Rambam. He says that what makes this into a kli, we see over here, it's not just the shame kli, because the Gemara said it was a mona before it. It was a mona. But what makes it into a functionalish mona is the shtamshus of the mona. That means there's two dinim in the Kabbalah's tumah. There's the shame kli, that Mekzeres HaKosev, you need a shame kli, and there's also a kli that's royal tashmish. Or a tachshit, one or the other. But if it's royal tashmish or the tachshit, that is what makes it into a functional kli, and that's what mekabel tumah. And that's what we learn from this pasuk called dover afilu dibur yover be'esh. So in chanami, the imbel makes it into a kli. So that's how we answer the steer. Zogtem rabbi mayu kimtu b'les the imbel. Yuzetstein that the first brayser that says bein b'ksusa bein b'tzavora. It's not mekabel tumah. It's talking about that it doesn't have the clapper. It doesn't have the imbel. So emem tzi also. That same Brisa says that if you have a zug of an Adam, of an Eved, it says, Emem Tziyosa, it says, V'loiv zug shebetzavora, that a Eved cannot go with a bell around its neck, Aval yoytzu bezug shebeksusoy, but it could go when it's around the ksus. Over there, it's not going to fall off. The Gemara said it's sewn in. Oh, but Akoponim, what does it say by Eved? V'zev v'zev mekabel tumah. It says it's mekabel tumah. Now, if the brayse is talking about less le'imbol, the whole brayse is talking about less be'imbol. Also, the part that's talking about the eved. Now, if without an imbol, you say it's not a kli, so why by an eved is a mekabel tumah? If it doesn't have an imbol, so then it shouldn't have an imbol by an adam either, by an eved. And why is it mekabel tumah? The brayse says clearly it's mekabel tumah by an eved. Zog demoge, either less le'imbol, mi mekabel tumah. If it doesn't have an imbol, why is it mekabel tumah? Ureminu, alas you akasha. If someone makes a zag, a bell, for a machteshes, machteshes is a yemefatim de samonim, in order to crush the spices, so the Gemara says increases, koil yofel b'somim. So when you have an imbo, when you have a sound that emanates from the bell, and you're crushing the spices while the sound is emanating, so that helps for the b'somim. So when you make the bell for the machteshes for crushing psalmim, or you make it for a child, an infant, in order to go to sleep in a crib, so you hang the bell above his crib in order that he should go to sleep. Rashi explains when he used to carry the svarim, the sefer Torah, from the Beis Knesses, or to the Beis Knesses, in order that the children should come to learn. How did the children know when we start, the Rebbe started to teach, starting to learn? Is he take the Sefer Torah, learn from the Sefer Torah, learn from Sforim, and it has bells around it, like we have today by the crown, the Keser. The Keser has a bell. Now the Keser doesn't have a bell in order to mashmiya koil. It doesn't even have an imbel inside. That's time for Noah Ba'alma. That's to look, make it look nice, to beautify it, to beautify the Keser Torah. But the point is, Rashi says, mitpach yosef tzvarim had bells in order, it's in a weekday, in order that the tinoika should know, come now to the Beis Knesses, now it's time to learn. That's the, you know, the class starts when the bell rings. That this is the first class starts when the bell rings. And likewise, you put these bells around infants.
I guess it's also to put them at ease, or maybe to know where the child is. You can hear the bell, you know, you make sure he's not going into the cabinets. The point is, those were bells that the necessity of those zagin were dafka with the noise, with the clapper, with the ringing sound. And it says clearly, yeshlem inbol, if they have an inbol, then tmein. Einem inbol, tohoirin. If they don't have an inbol, then the tor. Nitlu inbolein, let's say it had an inbol, and it was removed, it was taken out, adayin tumoson alein. The tumah is still on them, because a tumah doesn't get broken unless it's a shevekli. Removing the imbol, later the Brisa is going to explain this, that merely removing an imbol doesn't make it that it's a broken kli. It's not a shard. It's a shevekli. You can put it right back on. But akoponim, the tumah remains when it has the imbol. But what do we see from here clearly? We see black and white again, clearly a Brisa from this Brisa, like we said before, that the imbol, before we said it, from a kolash yaveh be'esh, kol dover, even a dibur. Here we're saying clearly that it's mekabel tumah only when it has the imbol. Not just that the clapper makes it into a kli, but here we're saying this is the only time it's mekabel tumah. And without that, it's takator. If it doesn't have an imbol, it's tor. If it's nitlu, then it remains. But a koponim, it needs the imbol. So ibezari tshver. We said in Omid Aleph, that by zug shel eved, even the one is mutter, one is also. But both of them are kabel tumah. And if we're talking about that, it doesn't have an imbol. That's how you explained the case of the para. That's how you explained the case of the animal, of the behema. So if it doesn't have an imbol, so why is it a kabel tumah by an adam? That's the kasha, the same kasha we're asking, just strengthening the kasha from this tesefta that we see clearly that it's totally in the imbol. Enter the Gemara, Hani Mili Betinoik, the Lekola Avida. All these cases that we brought over here in the Tesefta are where you need the imbol. You need it by a baby's crib. You need it by the mitpachas forim so the kids know to come to the base knesses. You need it by the machteshes because kol yofel upsomim. All these cases you need it. So betinok de lekol avide etc. These cases. So then taka with the imbol. It's tomer without it's not. Aval godel. But when it comes to the evet, tachshit ulei. It's a tachshit be'etzim. It's an adornment. He has a tachshit. So that's why it's mekabel tumah. Like we said, a shame kli, there's two conditions, Chaim says. There's number one, it has to be a shame kli, mitzvah kosef, has to be a mana. And number two, it has to be a kli maisa, functional. How is it functional? Either it's functional because it has an imbol, so it emanates the noise, or it's functional because it's a tachshit. By the evid, it's functional because it's a tachshit. Ava godel tachshit ulei, I've got less the imbol, and that's why taka, by a godel, it's a tachshit, mekabel tumah. By behem, it's not, because by behem, it's ain't tachshit le behema. By behem, it's taka, not mekabel tumah. Zok the Gemara, now the Gemara goes back to that brisa we brought before. Omar Mar, nitlu imbaleim adain to moson alein. When the imbal is removed, when the clapper is removed, if it once upon a time had a clapper and it was a shame kli, even if you remove it, so it retains the shame tumah, it's still considered a kli mana that's mekabel tumah. Zok the Gemara, what's it roy for? Lemai chazu. If you tell me it has to be a kli tashmish, that's the whole yisoid of kalim that are mekabel tumah. If the imbal is removed, so what's it roy for? Omer Abaye, no. Hoyel shehedjit yochalach ziroi. Since a hedjit, you don't need an umon. Any individual can take that clapper, hook it back on into the hook. There's a hook inside. And then you put the clapper on. So anyone can put that back on. You don't need a professional umon to put it back in. So since it's yochalach ziroi, that's enough that it's considered that it still retains and it's still considered a chibur today. It's still considered, it's not connected physically, but it's able to be connected. So mele, it still retains the shame. It's shame tumah, and it's still a kli mana, and it's still mekabel tumah. I've then fragged the marakasha. We see clearly not like that. Mosiv Rove has the following question: Hazug va inbol chibur. If you have the bell, the outside of the bell, and the inbol and the clapper are considered a chibur, a connection. That means we had this earlier. If tomei comes to contact with one part of the bell, then the other part is also tomei. If it's someone touches only the outside of the bell, the clapper is also going to be tomei for all practical purposes. It's called a chibur. Or if someone touches the clapper, then the outside of the bell also becomes tomei. Now, the fact that we consider it a chibur, that means that we consider it connected as one. So the kasha is zog rashi hachzugva imbel chibur. When they're together, they're considered one utensil. Nitmezeh, nitmezeh. Or, hizalzeh, tohar, zeh.
if you make hazah on one part, then other part is tar too. V'chem the kol lechibur. Now the fact that we call this in the Mishnah in Parah, it's called a chibur. Shma mino dechinispardu have a klisha nitl miktsosai.
Meaning, we're saying that even if the imbal is removed, it still retains the shame tumah. Well, here we see clearly the fact that we call it a chibur means that as long as it's connected, it's a chibur. And if you touch A, it's considered like one utensil, then the second part becomes tamei too. If you maza A, then the second part becomes considered muza too, and the hazor works for both. That's only because it's connected. So shmami no, from here we see that if it's separated, merely taken off the hook, then it's a kli she nitl miktsosai. Then it's considered a kli that is like nitl miktsosai. It's like it's broken. It's like it's removed. It's nitl. And it's not a chibur anymore. No one's going to say when the clapper is off in a different room and the tomei touches the clapper that the bell is going to become tomei. It's only considered a chibur when it's actually connected. And if it's removed, it's nitl miktsosai. So oibazoi, va'afagav the hedjit yochel achziro, even though in a hedjit can place it back, you don't need a professional uman to put it back in. Kol kamadol yahad galav sholemu. It's considered nitl miktsosai. So how could it be that you're telling me that it retains a shame tuma? Because yahedjit yochel achziro, we see clearly that le'inyan tuma, that it's only a chibur when it's connected. So mashman, when it's not connected, it's not a chibur. So it's nitl miktsosai. So oibazoi, it should not be adain tumas an aleyan. That's the gemara's kasha. Masiv Rava Hazuk Vaimbil Chibur. So Ibiza, we see clearly only when it's a chibur, and when it's off, it's out of chibur. And it doesn't make a difference that had you dochalach ziroi. Vichite machikoma. Maybe this is what we mean. Avagav deloy mechaber. Even though it's not physically connected, commandem mechaber domi, and it will be considered commandem mechaber. And if a tome touches the imbol, even if it's not connected, it's commandem mechaber domi. And that will be with the svara that Abaye said, that kol shehedit yochel achziroi, we look at it as if it's mechuber, so it's command mechaber. Zogt Rashi, v'chitema d'hai chibur d'komar hochi komar. When it says that it's a chibur, it means as follows. Hochi komar, afilu mufurodim, even if it's separated, kirine bechibur, it's called a chibur. And if you touch A, B will become Tomei. And it's considered a chibur. Why? And the chiddush is that if it's separated, the tumah doesn't leave it. Why? Because it's hedjit yochel achziro. And like us over here, it's a chibur because yochel achziro, and even mefuradin, it's still called mechubur. Meaning that which it says, hazug va'in bel chibur, doesn't mean that it has to be physically mechubur. The yochel achziro would also be considered a chibur. The fact that it's yochel achziro, that would be considered a chibur. Dem nitmazeh, nitmazeh. It would be considered one utensil, even when it's separated, because of hedjit yochel achziro. If that's not the pshat, it can't be the pshat. Zok de gemara, you're going to tell me that hachi koma afkav lo mechabek amandam chabedom because of hedjit you can put it back on. But tanya, we learned clearly not like that in the brisa. Mispoyer shel prokim. If someone has a scissor that comes apart, a scissor is composed of two knives. Now, by our scissors are screwed tight together. That's considered one utensil. But those chicken scissors that are two blades that are hooked together and they come right apart. So, mispoyer shel prokim, or izmel shel hitni is a plane. You have a blade that goes over a piece of wood that you use, a carpenter use in order to scrape. To scrape something, to smoothen something out. So these two types of utensils, mispoyer shel prokim, a scissor that comes apart, the two blades, the izmel shel hitni, or the plane, chibur l'tuma, it's a chibur for tuma. That means, if a tome touches the blade, then the other part is tome too. Or if a tome touches one blade, then the other blade is tome too by the scissor, the ain chibur l'azoh, but it's not a chibur for azoh, that if it's tome mace, if the utensil is tomei meis, and if you sprinkle hazah on one blade, then it's not automatically that the hazah is effective on the other blade. So, and the Gemara says on that, v'amrino v'monoshech, i'chibuhu, if it's considered a chibur, it's one, safil hazah nami, it should be a chibur for hazah too. Because at the end of the day, you call the chibur, if tomei touches A, the second blade is tomei. So why should hazah on one blade not help on the second blade? It's one utensil. If it's one kli, then you don't need two hazahs in every spot. V'ilo chibur, if it's not called a chibur, so then, that's why Hazal doesn't work on A and B. So why for Tumah, if Tomei touches one blade, is the second blade Tomei? So how do you understand this braisa? And Rabbi explained, Dvar Teira, it's as follows. It's all Gzeira. B'shas Melocha, while it's functional, while the blade, or while the scissor, or while the plane is a functional,
while it's doing its melacha, then it's a chibur, and if a tamei touches one blade, then bein l'tumah bein l'azo. Then be'etzim, it's a chibur for everything. Say if the tamei touches one blade, the second one is tamei. Say if the hazo is done on one during the melacha, then hazo is effective on the other blade too. Shaloi b'shas melacha, not while it's being used, functional as what it's used for. So then ain't a chibur, then it's not a chibur, then it's time we look at it as two separate blades, because it comes right apart. Loi l'tumah v'loi l'azo. Then it's not a chibur, not even for tumah. If a tomei touches A, the second blade is not tomei. Narvos, the goz, when they made a gzeir l'chumer as follows, both ways. The goz, while tumah shaloi b'shas melacha, we had this in the Gemara Memkes. There were goz on tumah shaloi b'shas melacha. There were goz that it should be tomei, even shaloi b'shas melacha. Mishum tumah b'shas melacha. Even shaloi b'shas melacha, we say it's tomei because of shas melacha. Shas melacha, we said if tomei touches blade A becomes tomei. So we're goyza even shaloi b'shas melacha if it tomei luchumra. If it tomei touches blade A becomes tomei. Even shaloi b'shas melacha. And if fakir, there were also goyza luchumra on the hazor that it's not effective. That's a chumra. That the hazor doesn't work. Valazor, because b'shas melacha, of course it works. But we're goyza valazor she b'shas melacha. That hazor that's during the melacha over there, really the hazor on A should work on B. Mishum hazor shaloi b'shas melacha, because lest maybe you'll do be mazi, you'll sprinkle the hazor shaloi b'shas melacha, and shaloi b'shas melacha, no one's going to say that it's effective on blade A, that it should work on blade B. So there were goyza on hazor b'shas melacha, mishum hazor shaloi b'shas melacha. So upon him, we see clearly that we explained this b'risa, that how can it be a chibur for tumah, not a chibur for hazor? Because for tumah we're being goyza even b'shas melacha. Even shaloi b'shas melacha, otum b'shas melacha, and we go l'chumra. And for hazor we go l'chumra, even b'shas melacha, that it's not effective, otum shaloi b'shas melacha. That's how we explain the braisa. But what do we see over here clearly? We see clearly that it's not a chibur, and if it's nitlu in b'leyen, how could it be a dain tumas and alein? We see clearly that it's only a chibur when it's mechubur. And that's why it's considered hazug va'invil chibur. It's only when it's a chibur. And once it's removed, it's considered klisha netam miktosai. So how do we explain the braisa that says that it's a dying tumas and alein? How could it be tumas and alein? How could a tumor be retained if the clapper was removed? And to the Gemara, Elo Magova, Dafnu Tesam et Aleph, Hoyel v'royel akish al gabi cheres. A new teretz. We're saying that it's not an imbul, it's not a kli. That's how we start off the braisa. Called dover, called dibul yavam be'esh. It's only called a kli because it has an imbul on it. We're saying now, no. The imbul is a kli even without the clapper. Why? Hoyel v'royel akish al gabi cheres. It still has the original function. What was the original function? That it's mashmiya koil, that it emanates a sound. It still can be mashmiya koil. Just like Rashi says, just if you have a kli that has a little hole in it, it doesn't lose the function of the kli until it's kiyotze rimon, until it's large enough. So it's even though it has a hole in it, it's still functional. So there also the bell is functional without the imbul too. What was the original functional? Mashmiya koil, you can still take the bell and clap it against the klicheris, and it's mashmiya koil. And that's why tumos and alein. That's why the Braisa says that even if it's nitlu, adayin tumos and alein, and the tumor is not removed. And that's the pshat why adayin tumos and alein. We'll continue this gemara tomorrow, Dafnun Tes. Meaning the reason is not because hedjit yochel lachzir. That's not the reason why it's tomei. The reason why it's tomei is because it retains its original function that it's mashmiya koil. And that you can have even without the imbul because it can be makish on the klicheres.